You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A fast-acting Ohio gambler turned his luck around diving into a dumpster to retrieve a $100,000 winning lottery ticket that he had accidentally thrown out. The resident of Willard, Ohio, was horrified when he realized he had tossed a jackpot-winning scratch-off into the garbage, especially because the trash had already been taken out.
No.
He ended up having to dumpster dive to retrieve it. It was definitely worth it because he said it was a $100,000 winner.
Oh, yeah.
What's the amount you'd be willing to dumpster dive for?
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
I'd definitely dumpster dive for 100 grand.
The only time I dumpster dived was when I threw my retainer away accidentally in third grade and I had to go out to the garbage in the lunch garbage behind the building.
How did you throw your retainer away?
I set it on my lunch tray. I had to take it out to eat, and then I accidentally tossed it with the rest of my lunch. That was a miserable experience.
Please do not tell me that you then washed it and continued using
this
retainer.
This is back when they had like powdered soap at the school bathroom. You guys remember the powdered soap?
No.
What?
No.
They had powdered soap. It was like a dispenser, just like any other soap dispenser, but it kicked out powdered soap. And I scrubbed my retainer with that, and yes, I did put it back.
The only powder in my high school.
I'm
was
still
cooked.
Alive today, Sam.
What did you say, Dan?
Nothing.
Why wouldn't you take it? Just leave it in your backpack, take it home, brush it with toothpaste, and then I think it might be.
You know, let me go back in time and ask my 8-year-old self.
Okay. By the way,
does sound like an 8-year-old decision, though, for sure.
After taxes, he got $73,250.
Still worth it.
Yeah, I would dumpster dive for 100 grand.
I would. Oh, yeah. I would. Not the candy bar, the payout.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was going for the 100 grand. I'm sure he was dumpster diving for something else. Like food.
Well, he bought it at a Circle K gas station. It's not like he didn't have some kind.
Oh, he threw the ticket in the trash.
Yes, so he was at, he went
sorry,
to
let me start paying attention. My okay. apologies.
That's okay. That's all right.
Welcome to the show there, Sam.
You remind me and Mr. Art's math class in 12th grade. That's fine. He went into the Circle K in Willard, Ohio. He buys a scratch-off ticket, probably some other stuff, would be my guess, because he's throwing, you don't just go over to throw away a winning lottery ticket.
Right.
And he scratches off the ticket. It's a winner. Okay? So he probably had, like, a hot dog with the container. They come in. Maybe a bag of chips. I don't know. I don't know if he had time. And he went to go throw some stuff away, realizing right after it went in, oh, my God. Or let me rephrase. He threw them out into a trash can outside of the gas station.
And left.
Then realized, oh, my God, where's the $100,000 ticket?
Mm-hmm.
Realized, oh, my God, I must have thrown it away with everything else I came outside with. Goes back to the gas station. The trash is empty. Where's the trash? Oh, we put it in the dumpster.
Panic.
Panic sets in. He goes and dives into the dumpster and just starts opening bags.
I would not only dumpster dive, I would take every single bag out of that dumpster until I found that 100 grand.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
The number of people chiming in on the text line saying that they had to fish their retainer out of the trash at school. Jesse, you are not alone.
We should start a support group.
One of them said it was at their barracks mess hall.
I was so deathly afraid because I knew this was at a time I was growing up. I won't go into details, but you know.
Please do.
Well, it was a time in my life. My mom was raising us. It was just me and my brother. He was sick growing up. My brother had childhood leukemia. So my mom was raising us on her own, working multiple jobs. And I knew even as a third grader what it cost her to go get me a retainer. And I felt devastated that I had thrown this thing in the trash.
Scott never had a retainer. Clearly, I did. That's why my bottom teeth are very crooked. And I just showed Jesse my bottom teeth. I had a retainer when I was, I don't know, 8, 9. Hated it with a passion uncontested.
Yeah.
And at night, my mom would always make sure that I had my retainer in my mouth. And I would show her, you know, here it is. And she's going, "All right, time to go to bed." I would go to bed and wait for a few minutes. And then I would take it out and tuck it under my pillow. When it was morning, I would wake up, put it back in, leave it in long enough to go to school, and put it in my backpack.
I chewed through mine. I have $4,000 crooked teeth because I chewed through my retainers, and it was going to be $900 to get a new set.
like you chew through it at night while you're sleeping, or you just okay?
Are you a teeth grinder?
Horrible. I was. Not so much anymore.
I am as well. I actually wear a mouth guard at night.
I tried the mouth guard. I could not keep it in.
Yeah. A little rubber one the dentist gives. Which, by the way, it's a little piece of rubber, and it costs like $300.
Is that a fact?
That is an absolute fact. I don't know why it costs so much money. I feel like I could have gone to Walmart and got a football mouthpiece and just melt it, you know. Did you ever wear those mouthpieces?
Yeah, where you boil it.
Yeah, boil it.
And mold it to your
it's $5.
So I refused to do the $300 mouth guard. I went the football mouthpiece route and woke up. I tried it for about 6 months. And
did you choke
probably
on it?
95% of the mornings I woke up with it stuck to my back.
You told this story the other day, and I was trying to get the visual as you were explaining it. How did it get stuck to your back? I could see where you were might have been sleeping on it, but how did it get stuck to your back?
I would spit it out, and then I don't toss
what
and turn
are you
a
doing
whole lot
at night. I was
going to
sleep,
but I would toss and turn enough that it would make its way down to my back, and then I'd wake up in the morning and go, you know, take my morning constitutional and be like, what is? Oh my God, it's still stuck to my back. Yeah.
Was it affixed with spit or with sweat?
Yeah, how was it sticking?
I didn't pull
just
it off.
Just hadn't washed the sheets in a while?
Do a chemical test of what was sticking it to my back.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.